And we're here in the top of the first inning. I'm Jay Scudder announcing this game. So far in this matchup, we've had one out in the form of Bevere Shelmadine. Thomas is starting pitching and Hazen is catching for the Tigers. Up next is number 17, Teeter. There's a high and inside curveball on the left-handed Teeter, putting the count at 1-0. There's a high ball too, 2-0. There's a low and outside strike one, putting the count at 2-1. There's a bunt straight back to Thomas. He scoops it up and has plenty of time to fire it over to Killen at first. So now there's two outs here in this top of the first inning. No one leading in this baseball matchup between Bevere and Brashear Tigers and the Bevere Wildcats. Score still tied 0-0. With no one on base for number 10, Jennings. He takes a big cutter and inside pitch, puts the count at 0-1. There's a curveball over the outside part of the plate. Can't quite catch the strike zone, so that evens up the count at 1-1.
No.
There's a low and outside ball and two, putting the count at 2-1. There's a gigantic swing at the high and outside pitch. Puts the count at 2-2 on Jennings. There's a ground ball shot right down the left field line. Went all the way to the fence, but it was just a little bit foul. So the count is still 2-2. And there's a ground ball right to Jacob Shipman at third. He makes a throw to Tyler Killen. Killen stretches and manages to snag it for the third out of the inning. So after half of an inning, the score is tied 0-0 between the Tigers and the Wildcats. Well, it looks like we're ready to be off in this bottom half of the first inning. First up for the Tigers is Hazen. And he grounds one to shortstop. He hustles down to first, but the throw is a little bit high. The first baseman jumps and gets his foot back on the bag in time. So there's one out here for Matt Thomas. And I'm going to introduce my guest announcer for tonight, Cody Snelling.
Howdy.
There's a low and outside ball one on the left-handed Thomas. There's a towering shot behind first base. First baseman goes back to the grass and grabs it. So now there's two outs here in this bottom of the half of the first inning for Shipman. And there's a outside curveball, ball one. Shipman hits a shot into right center field. The right fielder does a sliding catch, but doesn't quite get it. So, Shipman's on first. And for number 7, Cale Watson. There's an outside ball, one on Watson. And Watson hits one to the shortstop, bounces up and hits him in the head. And he's still standing, but the ball ricochets into center field, allowing Watson to first and Shipman to second. So now there's two on and two out for number 16, Tyler Killen. Killen takes a few practice cuts and steps into the box. The pitcher steps in and fires. And it's a long outside, ball one. The Shipman for this game, the pitcher for this game is Lay. And there's that outside swung on strike one, evening up the count at 1-1. Lay pitches. There's an inside swung on strike two. So Tyler Killen is down 1-2 here with two outs and two on in the bottom half of the first inning. And there's a low and outside ball too, evening up the count at 2-2. Okay. There's a low and outside ball three, putting count full. Killen's trying to keep this Tiger two-out rally alive. And Killen grounds one to the first baseman. He gets down on it and manages to stop it. So, and tags the bag. So that's three outs here in this bottom half of the first inning. Tigers and Wildcats all knotted up at zero. And we're back in the top of the second inning. The score is still tied 0-0. And Bevere's number 25, Lay, steps into the box. He takes an outside strike one, 0-1. There's E fouls one back and left, and that puts the count at 0-2. There's a changeup by Thomas, and Lay waits on it, but it's just a little bit too early, so the count remains 0-2. There's a low and inside ball one, 1-2. There's an outside curveball, strike three. And that strikes him out. So now there's one out here in this top half of the second inning. Cody, what do you think that the Bevere Wildcats need to do to score some runs?
Well, Jay, obviously hit the ball.
Yeah, and trying to get this going for the Wildcats is number 8, Teeter. There's a low and outside strike one on Teeter. And a high and outside ball one. So that evens up the count at 1-1. Thomas toes the rubber. And there's a swung on outside strike two. One and two. With one out and nobody on here in this top of the second inning. There's a high and outside, ball two, evening up the count at two and two. Thomas pitches. It's a low and inside, ball three, counts full. And there's a swung on outside strike three. Tier might have got a piece of it, but Justin Hazen hung on. So there's two outs here in this top of the second inning. For number 12, Shalmadine, the first baseman. And there's a low and inside ball one. 1-0. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate, evening up the count at 1-1. And there's a low ball two, 2-1. There's a low and inside ball three, 3-1 on Shalmadine. And there's a low and inside ball four. So Shalmadine draws a walk and puts one on and two out for the DH, number 24, Cole. And Thomas tries to pick off Shalmadine at first. He's not quite in time, and Tyler Till manages to hang on to the throw. So there's still a runner on first. There's a high and outside ball one, 1-0. There's a low and inside strike one, 1-1 with two outs and a runner on first here in the top of the second. Score knotted up, 0-0. There's an inside ball two, 2-1. There's a low strike two, 2-2. Cody, what do you predict will happen on this next pitch?
I think it's a strikeout.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. But there's a outside ball three, putting the count full. And Cody's prediction comes true as there's a low and inside strike three. And that's the third out of this top half of the second inning. So after one and a half, the score is still knotted up 0-0 between the Tigers and the Wildcats. And it looks like we're ready to get started in this bottom half of the second inning. And leading off for the Tigers is number 9, Kylie Watson. Cody, what do the Tigers need to do in this inning to score some runs?
Make some contact.
Yeah, which we haven't been doing too well so far. And as I say that, Kylie Watson bounces one back to the pitcher, but he fires it over to first for the first out of this inning. So there'll be nobody on and nobody out for a pinch hitter, number 11, Daniel Smith. There's a low and inside ball one. There's a low and outside ball two. So far, Smith is doing good here at this, with one out here in this bottom half of the second inning. He fouls one off to the right, putting the count 2-1. Smith steps back into the box, and Lay looks in. There's an outside ball three, putting the count at 3-1. And Smith fouls one off to the right again, and the count's full. What do you predict, Cody?
I'm not sure about this one. He's making good contact, but he's a little behind.
Well, we'll see, because the count's full with one out here for Daniel Smith. And Smith takes a low and outside ball four, so the Tigers have their first base runner of the game in Daniel Smith. And stepping up to the plate is Michael McKim. There's an outside ball one. And Lay looks in. McKim fouls one back off the catcher's helmet, puts the count at 1-1. There is a low and outside ball two, and the catcher fires down to Shelmadine at first, but it's a bad throw, and Shelmadine dives after it, manages to keep the ball in front of him, but Daniel Smith gets back to first safely. And there's another low and outside ball, putting the count at 3-1. And McKim lines one right up the middle. It goes between the pitcher's legs, but the second baseman was flying back and scoops it up, tags the bag for the second out of this inning. So now there's still a runner on first and two out for Trey Treasure. Lay looks in for the sign. And McKim takes off for second on a wild pitch by Lay. So there's one ball and no strikes on Treasure and a runner on second in the form of Mike McKim. And there's a low and outside strike one, evening up the count at 1-1. And there's a bunt attempt. It bounces straight back up and hits the bat again in foul territory. So there's one ball and two strikes on Treasure. Lay looks in, and Treasure takes a low ball two, evening up the count at 2-2, and the wild pitch, skipping off the catcher's helmet, allows McKim to advance to third. So now the Tigers have a good chance to score with a runner on third. And there's a ground ball in between first and second base. Shelmadine dives after it, catches it, but he makes a bad throw to the second baseman covering first. So Treasure is safe on first, and McKim scores, putting the Tigers ahead 1-0 in this bottom half of the second inning. Cody, what do you think we should do to score some more runs in this bottom half of the second inning.
Well, Trey's not that fast. So I think Justin should bunt because he's a good speed runner.
Well, we'll see what happens here in this bottom half of the second inning. And Hazen squares to bunt, but pulls back on a low ball one. And Treasure stays at first. Hazen looks over to Coach Danny Martin for the sign. And Lay tries to pick off the runner at first. Shelmadine can't quite get the tag down, though. So there's still a 1-0 count with Trey Treasure on first. Hazen squares to bunt and pulls back. And the catcher fires down to second, but it's a bad throw and skips out into center field. So Trey Treasure is safe at second. And there's a 2-0 count with a runner on second for Hazen. Lay looks for the sign. Pitches. It's an outside ball three. So Hazen has got a 3-0 count on him with a runner on second. So the Tigers have a good chance of putting another base runner on. And there's a low and outside ball four. So now, and Hazen draws a walk. So there's two on runners on first and second. With two outs here in this bottom half of the second inning, Tigers leading 1-0 for Matt Thomas. They're having a conference on the mound. Cody, what do you think they're saying?
I'm not sure, Jay.
Well, they're probably giving their pitcher some advice on how not to let these next few Tiger batters on base. And the conference breaks up with Lay still pitching. So Thomas steps in with runners on second and third. First and second, excuse me. And Thomas steps in from the left-hand side. And Lay pitches. It's a strike right down the middle of the plate. Puts the count at 0-1. And Lay only does about half a pitch with the umpire holding him up. So the count's still 0-1 on Thomas. And Thomas lines one into center field. That'll put Treasure home off a close play at the plate. And Hazen at third and Thomas at second. So Thomas has an RBI double to put the Tigers ahead 2-0 with runners on first and second and two outs for Jacob Shipman. There's the pitch from Lay, and it's a curveball on the inside part of the plate. Catcher fires down to the third baseman, but Hazen gets back safely. So it's an 0-1 count on Shipman. And there's a outside ball one to Shipman. There's a curveball right over the middle of the plate, and that puts Shipman down 1-2.
How come there's no number two
when you're this.
Shipman hits a long drive into right field, but the right fielder camps under it and catches it, not allowing either one of those two runs to score. But in the bottom half of the second, Tigers score two, so they go up 2-0. Now pitching for the Tigers is number 7, Cale Watson. And first up this inning, Watson will face number 2, the third baseman, Kress. And Watson gets ready to pitch. He toes the rubber. And pitches. There's a low and outside ball. Kress made about a half swing on it. But he's held up. The pitch by Watson. There's a high and outside strike one on Kress. Watson pitches. It's a high ball too. Kress kind of ducked under it, but the count is 2-1. And there's a swung on strike two. Watson pitches. It's a low ball three, bouncing in the dirt, puts the count full. And there's a high and outside swung on strike three. So Watson rings up Kress for the first out of this inning. New positions for the Tigers. Now catching is number 13, Trey Treasure. Playing third is Matt Thomas. At short is Shipman. And pitching is Watson. And there's an outside strike one. And there's a low and outside ball one, evening up the count at 2-1. And now playing left field is Justin Hazen. Watson pitches. There's a high ball two, putting the count at 2-1. Cody, how do you think Watson is doing so far?
He's doing fine to me.
Well, let's see what happens with this batter. And there's a strike right down the middle, evening up the count at 2-2.
I told you he was doing fine.
Yes, and there's already one out. So Watson is getting ready to pitch to Welch. And there's a strike three in the dirt. It's a drop third strike, but Treasure chases it down, throws it to Killen at first for out two. So there's been two strikeouts by Watson in this inning. There's a grounder to Shipman at short. He tosses it over to Killen at first, and Killen scoops it out of the dirt. So the Revere Wildcats go down 1-2-3 here in this top half of the third inning, and the Tigers will be up in the bottom half. And first up for the Tigers in this bottom half of the third inning is number 7, Kale Watson. Cody, what do you predict in this inning?
I think he will single.
Well, that's a good prediction. Hope it comes true.
So do I.
So, Kale Watson looks over to Danny Martin for the sign. He taps a circle in the dirt while the umpire discusses the situation with the coaches. And Watson finally steps in the box to face Lay. And Watson hops one to second, but he can't quite get there on the first baseman, Shelmadine's spectacular stretch. So that's one out here in this bottom half of the third inning. And now up for the Tigers is number 16, the power hitter, Tyler Killen. And there was a strike right now in the middle. Killen takes an outside ball one, evening up the count at 1-1. Lay pitches. And Killen takes a low and outside ball two, 2-1. Here with one out, Tigers leading 2-0 in the bottom half of the third inning. Killen fouls one straight back into catcher Jennings mitt, but Jennings drops it, so it's 2-2. Lay pitches. And Killen fouls one back and right, putting the count at 2-2. There's an inside curveball, ball three, putting the count full. There's a low and inside ball four, so Killen draws a walk, puts himself on first base for number 6, Kylie Watson.
See, I wasn't totally wrong. Someone at least got a single.
And there's a grounder between first and second. The right fielder whips it over to the second baseman, and it goes into left field. But Tyler Killen manages to stretch this single into, he gets the third, and Kylie Watson gets the second on the overthrow of second base. Next up for the Tigers is number 11, Daniel Smith. Daniel takes a low ball one. And there's a high and outside strike one. Smith made a swing on that, but couldn't quite get a piece of it. So, here's Lay's next pitch. Smith grounds one past the third baseman, past the right fielder. So, there's two errors that help two Tiger runs come home. And that ends Smith up on, Smith ends up on first. So, the Tigers are now leading 4-0 with one out and a runner on first in this bottom half of the third inning for number 15, Michael McKim. There's a high and outside ball one. Cody, what do you think Michael has to do to drive this Tiger runner in?
Hit it over the fence would be nice.
Yes, a home run is always nice, but we'd settle for anything into the outfield. And there's a low and outside ball two. There's a low and outside ball three. So McKim is on his way to drawing a walk. And him being up in the count 3-0. There's a low ball four. So now there's McKim on first and Smith on second for number 13, Trey Treasure. And it looks like there'll be a pitching change for Bevier. Now pitching is the right fielder, number 8, Teeter. And first up for the Tigers against this new Bevier pitcher is number 13, Trey Treasure. He squares around the butt and pulls back and takes an outside strike one. Teeter toes the rubber. He fires. And Treasure lines one down the right field line about 30 feet foul, though. So that puts the count at 0-2. Treasure trying to drive in the two Tiger base runners that are on first and second. And there's an outside ball one. The runner's hole. It gets past the catcher, but the runner's hole at first and second. So now it's a 1-2 count on Treasure. He fouls one right of the field. And the count remains at 1-2. Cody, what do you think Treasure's going to have to do on these next couple of pitches to get his swing up to speed?
I think hitting that left field big gap right there.
Yes, there sure is a big gap in left field. So, Treasure fouls another one back to the screen, and the count's still 1-2. There's an inside strike that gets a little bit past the catcher. Smith dives into third base and barely gets his hand on the base. So the count's evened up at 2-2.
He just about didn't make it.
Well, Smith manages to make it to third on a diving crawl, and McKim is on second. Treasure fouls another one back, so it's still 2-2. And the pitch. It skips past the catcher for a ball three, so that puts the count at 3-2, full count. There's runners on second and third and one out here and a full count for Treasure. There's an outside ball four, so that loads the bases for the leadoff hitter, number 1, Justin Hazen. Cody, where do you think we're gonna have to hit the ball to make sure that runner doesn't get out at home?
In the outfield, boys.
Yes, that would be definitely a good place to hit it. And Hazen pops one back up over the pitcher. The second baseman camps under the ball, tosses it over to third, and Smith is caught a little bit too far off the base. Third baseman gets the ball and tags the base for the second and for the third out of this inning. So a rally crushing double play ends the Tigers' hopes for any more runs. Three are stranded, but the Tigers have scored two more, so it's 4-0 at the end of three. And we're back with the top of the fourth inning. First up for Bevere is number 17, Welch. Watson's first pitch to Welch is an outside strike one. There's a low ball one, evening up the count at 1-1. There's an outside ball, too. So the count on Welch is 2-1. There's a foul way left, almost up to the school. And it hits the school building. So there's a long foul down the left field line by Welch, putting the count at 2-2. And there's a big swing and a strike three on Welch. So there's the first out and the first strikeout of the inning for Cale Watson and the Tigers. Up next is number 10, Jennings. There's a foul way back and lands beyond the backstop by about 100 yards, and that's one strike. Whoa, there's a towering shot to right field. And Cody Hayden goes all the way back to the fence and reaches over the fence to get that second out of the inning. So after a high towering shot by Jennings and the spectacular catch by Cody Hayden, we come to two outs, no one on for number 25, the pitcher, Lay. There's a high ball one on play. And there's a outside strike one. is a lone outside ball too. So it's 2-1. There's a big swing on an outside pitch. And that makes the count 2-2. There's a pitch right at Lay's head. He ducks under it, though, so that puts the count full, 3-2.
I bet you get strike 3, Jay.
Yes, I bet with the kind of big cuts Lay's taking, he'll strike him out. Oh, well, we were wrong, so there's a low and outside ball 4, and Lay waddles himself down to first. There's a low strike 1. So there, it's 0-1 on Teeter. There's a high ball 1 on Teeter. There's a high ball 2, so that puts the count 2-1 with 2 outs and a runner on first for Teeter. There's a low and outside ball 3, so that puts the count 3-1. Teeter shows butt and pulls back, so the count's 3-2. Watson pitches. Teeter fouls one straight back in the screen, and that keeps the count at 3-2. Cody, what do you predict will happen on this next pitch?
Strike 3.
That would sure be nice to get us out of this fourth inning. And Watson toes the rubber. He looks into the sign from Treasure. And it's a high strike 4. Ball 4. Excuse me. It's a high ball 4. And that sends Teeter on his way to first. So Teeter on first. Lay on second. Four. Number 12, Shomadine. There's a high and outside strike 1. Watson pitches. It's a outside swung on strike 2, so Shomadine quickly puts himself down 0-2.
Now I think strike 3 happens.
In this situation, I would agree, Cody. And there's a low called strike 3. So our predictions were correct. And that's the third out of this top half of the fourth inning. So we go to the bottom of the fourth. Tigers leading 4-0.
Oh, no, you're-
And there's the first pitch to Thomas. He takes it for a low strike one. There's a high and outside, ball one. Cody, what do you think Thomas needs to do to get on base?
I was waiting on the pitch, but he didn't do anything, so I think he's going to hit it in the outfield.
Well, we sure hope that happens, but the count's 1-2 on Thomas, so let's see what this pitch will bring. It's a high and outside, ball two, evening up the count at 2-2. There's an outside, ball three, and the count's full. Thomas hits a grounder to the pitcher. He hustles down to first, but the pitcher has plenty of time.